Hey there, you've reached Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So sorry we can't take your call right now, but please leave a message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished, press pound.
Hey everyone, my name is Story with two R's. That's S-T-O-R-R-Y. And you're listening to the show Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM. I would like to begin by acknowledging the land on which I live, which is part of the treaty lands and territory of the Mississaugas of the Credit. For thousands of years, Indigenous peoples inhabited and cared for this land. And I'm grateful to have the opportunity to live and work here, and by doing so, give my respect to its first inhabitants. So throughout this show, I'm going to be playing some music that has influenced me or impacted me and the music that I create. I'm a little bit strange as a musician. I don't listen to a whole lot of music on a regular basis, but all genres of music have really impacted me a lot in the music that I make. So we're going to start with a pretty famous track from an artist whose life ended far too soon, Amy Winehouse, and her single Back to Black. The moment I heard Amy's voice, I knew that she was going to be a star. I don't know, there was something in me that resonated with her voice, and obviously the rest of the world felt the same because it seemed like she was an overnight success in a way. The old school vibe, the horns, the bombastic music, but with this eerie, dark lyrical content. I loved it. One of the singles off my debut album titled Chapter 3, The Come Up, was definitely inspired by Amy, as well as like a lot of Motown records. My song Money Ain't Free has a similar vibe. Lyrically, it speaks about needing to go back to being a stripper to help fund my music career, even though it sometimes causes me a lot of anxiety, which I state in the song. But similar in vibe to Amy's track, there's a lightness and a brightness to the song. A bit of theatricalness, I guess. Here's Amy, Back to Black.
Shame, oh shame, babe. Well, you told me your whole life story in a few shorts. All the while I never knew the tone of your voice. A half an hour I ramble on way too much. Alone with my own thoughts. Enough is enough. There's a plain way to call it, but it's never that obvious for me.
You were just listening to Anderson .Paak's song titled Parking Lot. So I listen to Anderson .Paak's album probably every single day for a whole year, top down. He is one of my favorite artists to date. Like Amy Winehouse, there's this old schoolness, this timelessness to his music, but with a new school twist. Super refreshing and is something that I also strive for in my music. Deep down, I really, really want to collaborate with him one day, and I believe that this is going to happen. Parking Lot is one of my favorite songs off the record, but to be honest, I'm not exactly sure why it's my favorite off the record. There's no real lyrical or musical reason. But many nights when I would drive home from work, I would just tear up listening to this song. Another great thing about Anderson .Paak is that he is both a singer and a rapper, and he's fantastic at both. And he's also a phenomenal drummer and a phenomenal live performer. rap music has really influenced a lot of my lyrical choices in music. Though I don't listen to a whole lot of rap, I love the way that the poetry and the wittiness of the lyrics are formulated. So a lot of my music kind of digresses a lot similarly to rap verses. All right, so on to the next two tracks. The first is by Chaos called Sunday Morning. I love the juxtaposition of this exciting up-tempo vibe with a contemporary on being trapped in this empty party life and the desire for more meaning and connection to a higher power. It's very clever. It's simple. And so on the first listen, you wouldn't even know what he was talking about, which is why I used to actually dance to this song at the strip club almost every night. It was such a fun song, and no one really knew what he was talking about. The second track is by Cherub called Doses and Mimosas. And similarly, this song has a super upbeat party type vibe, but with some pretty dire lyrics about drugs and alcohol helping to get them through the day. I listened to this song on repeat for weeks and also danced to it a lot. It just felt so on point. The fact that everyone was drinking and partying and having a great time, and no one was really listening to how sad the lyrics actually were. A lot of my music and lyrical content is written like this. The song called Suburban Bitches off my debut album is very much like this. There are pretty wispy harmonies and melodies with some seriously controversial lyrics. That's my type of song. Let's get into it. Chaos, Sunday Morning.
In the cold, people know, people come and go, it bores me, same thing, seems like I'm trapped in the world with a certain face upside, and time waits on no man, so when people fall like me,
every day is Saturday night, but I can't wait for Sunday morning.
Saturday night, but I can't wait.
Next time, go slow, slow, slow. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakhlia, Talitin, who Musqueam must stay.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Hey, my name is Story with two R's, Story, and you're listening to the show Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM. You were just listening to Doses and Mimosas by Cherub. So I wrote a song in celebration of Pride. It was released this year and is off a new record that I actually made in isolation. It's completely finished. And the song came out on, I think it was June 25th. It's called For No One. This song was kind of a coming out of sorts for me. It was the first year that I identified as being part of the LGBTQ2+ community. Though I didn't reference this next song I'm going to talk about while creating my single For No One, I realize now the similarities in the softness and sensuality. It's also super dope that both artists on this track identify as gay, and Kaytranada is also Canadian, so that's really cool. This next song is called Girl by The Internet, featuring Kaytranada.
Thank you. trade places with the faceless. No, I don't accept your invitations. I want changes, yeah. World still spinning on its axis. Every year we paying higher taxes. I ain't asked to be here, I got drafted. Then got shafted for my blackness. And my pussy whole other situation. Even though we gave birth to a nation, black women still fight for equal pay and equal patience.
Song you just heard is by Junior T featuring Faiza. It's called Puzzles. Faiza is an incredible vocalist and lyricist, and this song is such an empowering song for Black women. Junior T, the musical wizard and one of my closest friends, produced and released this epic album called Studio Monk, featuring primarily artists from Toronto, and that album is actually on the shortlist for the Polaris Prize. So I'm so excited and so proud for him. Anyways, I'm actually on this record twice. So I'm really proud to be on here with so many of my peers. Junior T also produced a song that I referenced earlier called For No One, as well as a few other tracks off this new project that I'm releasing in September. The next couple tracks are by two of my favorite reggae artists from Jamaica. Though I'm not a reggae artist, I found a home away from home in Jamaica and was also nominated this year for Reggae Recording of the Year at the Junos for a song that I did with reggae royalty Sly and Robbie. The song is called Another Man. You can check it out after this show if you'd like. This first track is one we all know called Waiting in Vain by Bob Marley. Again, there's something so happy and warm and beautiful about this track until you listen to the lyrics. The longing, the sadness, the pain in them. I love the juxtaposition. The second track is by a newer artist, Chronix. His song is truly lighthearted and in the spirit of just giving love and positive vibes to the world, that love will conquer all. When I heard this song, I fell in love with his music. And a few years later, he blew up internationally. So I guess I'm a little proud that I knew of his music career before he blew up to this international status. But first, let's play some Bob. Here's Waiting in Vain. Thank you.
me one drop beat on a mind. Let me talk from my heart and not pretend, me pretend, yeah. I love free, I and I, nothing with eight. I just love me, defend me, say love. Love, it is the key, yeah, to uplift mankind, and me say love. Love, it is a gift from the saints that the man, me tell them this. Love enough like sand upon a seashore, stronger than any seafood. Keep your love in your heart, step on the righteous path. I beg you, please don't detour. I miss your love and patience. Fly over crows and ravens. Children are dying, no one gonna save them. Chant the song, say your prayer, see your amen. One drop beat on a mind. Let me talk from my heart and not pretend, me pretend, eh. I love free, I and I, not deal with hate. I just love me, defend me, say love. Love, it is the key, yeah, to uplift mankind. I miss a love, love. It is a gift from the Savior divine. Love is the gateway to the universe. Hatred we give you the earth. I love me singing at my chorus, and I hit my chant through my verse. See your love, don't cry my love, don't be weak my love, just try your love. Don't make your heart hate and grow, yeah. Seek and you will find your love. Give me the one drop beat and a mic, yeah. Let me talk from my heart and not pretend, me pretend, eh. I love free, I and I, not with eight. I just love me, defend me, say love. Love, it is the key, yeah, to uplift mankind. I me say love, love. This is a gift from the Savior divine. Whoa, oh, you feel love. I love your brother, do not stray from it. Keep your love in your heart, step on the righteous path. I beg you, do not stray from it. And them say finders keepers, and them say losers feel it. But God who find love keep it. So what your love and let the righteous creep it. One drop beat on a mind. Let me talk from my heart and not pretend, me pretend, eh. I love free, I and I, not deal with eight. I just love me, defend me, say love. Love, it is the key, yeah, to uplift mankind. I me say love, love. It is a gift from the Savior divine. One drop beat on a mind. Let me talk from my heart and not pretend, me pretend, eh. So love me different, love, love, love. It is the key to uplift mankind. I miss your love, love. Give from the Savior divine.
Give from the Savior divine.
No, no, no. You know we have to show love all over the world, you know what I mean? The universal cure. Boy, up.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Hey, this is Story, and you're listening to the show Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM. You were just listening to Chronix, and the song is called Beat and a Mic. So there are two artists who really influenced me growing up. One who influenced my musical style and lyrical choices, and the other who taught me how to sing. The first one would be Lauryn Hill. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill's album is a timeless record. I know I keep using the word timeless, but it's all of these artists embody this type of music, something that I strive for. It was epic when it came out, and it never gets old no matter how many times you listen to it or how many years go by. I personally don't chase trends when I make music. I make music that I hope will stand the test of time and that will grow with the listener, giving more and more each time it's heard. And that's what Lauryn Hill's Miseducation did for me, and I think for so many others. So it was hard to choose just one song off this record to play, but I chose the song that was my favorite as a kid and that truly outlined a codependent relationship. After leaving my abusive relationship, and even during that relationship, actually, I cried to this song over and over. Lauryn Hill's musical and lyrical choices influenced my creation process to this very day. The second artist I'm going to play taught me how to sing. Though I wouldn't compare my musical style to Celine Dion, that woman can sing. Her and Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey, they were my idols. Celine Dion's concert was the first live concert I ever went to. I listened to her songs day in and day out, learning all the inflections and even her accent, and people were like, you don't need to sing with a French accent. It taught me breath control, power, and also forced me to pay attention to detail. When I learned to sing Pour que tu m'aimes encore, people thought I could speak French, but I had just mastered the pronunciation by listening to the song enough times to mimic it. But first, let's listen to Lauryn Hill's X Factor.
It could all be so simple, but you'd rather make it hard.
To love. rien compris, merci. Raisonnable et nouveau, c'est ainsi par ici. Que les choses ont changé, que les fleurs ont fané, que le temps d'avant, c'était le temps d'avant. Que si tout s'appellasse, les amours s'y passent. Il faut que tu saches, j'irai chercher ton cœur, si tu l'emportes ailleurs, même si dans tes dents d'autres dansent des heures. J'irai chercher ton âme dans les froids, dans les flammes. Je te jetterai des sorts pour que tu m'aimes encore. Pour que tu m'aimes encore. Fallait pas commencer. Moi je sais pas jouer. On me dit qu'aujourd'hui, on me dit que les autres font ainsi. Je ne suis pas les autres, oh non, non. Avant que l'on s'attache, avant que l'on se gâche, je veux que tu saches, j'irai chercher. Si tu l'emportes ailleurs, même si dans tes danses d'autres dansent tes heures, j'irai chercher ton âme dans les froids, dans les flammes. Je te jetterai des sorts pour que tu m'aimes encore. Je trouverai des langages pour chanter tes louanges. Je ferai nos bagages pour d'infinies vendanges.
I got one more song for you. We're already at the end of our show. I know you're sad. I'm sad too. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM and joining me on this musical journey. I hope you enjoyed my song selections. And if so, you might want to check out some of my music, which you can find on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play. My name is Story with two R's, so that's Story, S-T-O-R-R-Y, and you can find me on my website. Subscribe to my email list at storymusic.com, so that's Story with two R's, music.com, or all of my socials, IG, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, yeah, I'm on TikTok, at Story with two R's, music. My last song is a little different. I studied opera in post-secondary school, and Maria Callas was my idol when it came to classical vocalists. Everyone compared me to her, and that was a huge honor. In my album, Chapter 3, The Come Up, I actually interject little bits of me singing an operatic aria. People who don't know me wouldn't know it's me singing, but it is. So if you check out the album, Chapter 3, The Come Up, you'll be able to hear little snippets of me singing this classical piece. The last song that I'm going to play is an aria called Casta Diva from the opera Norma by Bellini, performed by my all-time favorite soprano, Maria Callas. Enjoy, and thanks again for listening. Thank you.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please consult your directory and call again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.